Lab for RAGA cut without losing headroom in Ableton Live 12. Intermediate. Resampling workflow for drum and bass. All right, let's build a RAGA chop workflow that hits hard, sounds hyped, and still leaves your master breathing. Because RAGA vocals are one of those things that feel amazing in a jungle or roller right up until you resample them, add distortion, stack a few extra shouts, and suddenly your drums feel smaller and your master is living in the red. The goal today is simple: a clean, repeatable system where your RAGA cuts stay loud and aggressive, but your headroom doesn't vanish. We're going to do this by routing properly, gain staging early, controlling peaks on a dedicated bus, and printing from that bus instead of doing the classic resample the master and pray approach. Before we touch routing, quick mindset shift. Headroom isn't you making your track weak. Headroom is you making room for excitement. In drum and bass, your drums and your sub are the king and queen of the mix. RAGA is the hype crew. If the hype crew steals the power budget, the drop stops feeling like a drop. Step 0. Project Headroom Setup. Go to your master track. First device in the chain. Utility. Set the gain to -6 dB. This is basically your safety ceiling for the entire session. You're not committing to a quiet mix. You're giving yourself space so that when you start printing, saturating, and layering, you're not instantly pinned at 0. Now play your drop section, or your busiest loop. Aim for your master peaks to land somewhere around -6 to -3 dBFS, while it's just drums and bass, and whatever core elements you already have. If you're already slamming close to 0 before vocals, you're going to be fighting physics later. Step 1. Clean routing. 3-track layout. Create 3 audio tracks. First one is RAGA SRC. This is where you place your RAW or RAGA samples. Short shouts like pull up or select often work great with warp off or warp set to beats if you need it to lock a little tighter. Longer phrases, if you must stretch them, use Complex Pro, but don't overdo it. Extreme warping can smear consonants, and consonants are the whole point of RAGA intelligibility. Second track is RAGA Bus. This is your processing and control hub. This is where we'll make it sound wild, but behave. Third track is RAGA Print. This is where you'll record the processed audio so it becomes stable, reusable material. Now the key routing. On RAGA SRC, set audio to RAGA Bus, so the source feeds the bus. On RAGA Bus, set audio to descends only if you want maximum discipline. That means it won't accidentally double up to the master in weird ways, and you'll treat it like a proper submix. If you prefer, you can leave it to master, but sends only tends to keep things cleaner when you're printing. On RAGA Print, set audio from to RAGA Bus. Monitor too, and if you want to hear it constantly, or auto and then arm it. I usually go monitor in during a printing pass just to remove any why can't I hear it confusion. This is the first big win. You're no longer resampling from the master, which means your print won't break the moment you tweak your drums later. Step 2. Build the headroom safe RAGA Bus chain. On RAGA Bus, we'll build this chain in a very specific order: gain stage, clean, add density, control dynamics, then final peak containment. First device, utility. Set the gain to around -10 dB as a starting point. Think of this as a pad. RAGA samples are notorious for arriving pre-limited, clipped, or just randomly loud. If you hit saturation and compression without padding, you'll get harshness and clipping instantly, and then you'll start turning things down later in the chain, which is backwards. Teacher tip here: don't be afraid to use clip gain on source clips too. Before you even touch the bus, adjust each clip's gain so they hit the bus somewhat consistently. This prevents the one sample ruins the chain problem and makes resampling sessions way faster. Next device, EQ8. We're clearing headroom, not doing fancy tone sculpting yet. Add a high-pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere in the 90 to 140 Hz zone. In drum and bass, RAGA does not need sub. Your bass owns that region. Even a little rumble down at 80 to 120 can steal headroom in a big way. Then listen for boxiness. If it sounds like it's in a cardboard tube, dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe -2 to -4 dB, gentle Q. If it's harsh or spitty, very small notch around 3 to 6 kHz, like -1 to -3. And remember, you're not trying to make it polite, you're trying to make it sit. Next device, saturator. Turn soft clip on, drive around 2 to 6 dB, then level match with the output so the before and after volume is similar. This is huge. If you don't level match, you'll always think the louder version is better, and you'll accidentally print things too hot. Optional. Turn color on and add a touch, like +0.5 dB to 1.5 for bite. The point of saturation here is perceived loudness and density, without needing giant peaks. Next device, glue compressor. A attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 4 to 1, and set the threshold, so you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud bits. Makeup off. Very important, we are not auto-lifting the whole vocal just because we compressed it. If you notice the vocal loses clarity, especially the K, T, and S consonants, try slightly slower attack. Those consonants are what let the vocal read through a dense break. Next device, limiter. Ceiling at minus 1 dB. Aim for 0 to 2 dB of reduction most of the time. If you're seeding 5, 6, 8 dB constantly, that limiter is doing damage. Back up and reduce the first utility gain or lower saturation drive. The limiter should be the seatbelt, not the engine. Optional final device. Another utility to control width. If the sample is super wide and it's smearing into cymbals and breaks, pull width down to like 70 to 90%. If you want that center MC vibe, go more narrow, even down to 0 to 40, but don't kill the vibe completely. Slight width is often nice in jungle. Expansion coach note, put a metering checkpoint on the bus, not the master. Drop spectrum or a meter after the limiter on Raga bus. Watch limiter gain reduction and watch the low end. If you see meaningful energy below about 120 Hz, you're probably wasting headroom. Step 3. The clean resampling move. Now we print. This is the heart of the lab. On Raga print, confirm audio from his Raga bus. Monitor in. Arm the track. Hit record. Now perform your Raga edits. Launch clips from Raga SRC. Do your timing. Do your little callouts, whatever your vibe is. Because you're printing a controlled signal that already has its peaks managed, your printed audio becomes stable. It won't randomly jump in level later. It's now drum hit logic instead of wild vocal sample logic. Extra coach move. Calibrate your print loudness once. Pick a target for your printed clips, like peaks around minus 6 to minus 3 dBFS on the print track. Once you hit that consistently, stop chasing meters. Consistency beats raw level every time when you start layering. Step 4. Performance effects without level explosions. Here's the rule. If you want DJ-style hype, put your performance effects on the bus before the limiter and keep them gain-matched. The limiter will catch the spikes that echo feedback or beat repeat can create. Auto-filter is great for telephone moments and sweeps. Try a high-pass sweep from 150 up to 600 Hz into the drop. Little resonance, but keep it tasteful. If it whistles, back off. Echo for dub trails. 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback 15 to 35%. High pass around 250 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 kHz so the echo doesn't bring mud and hiss into the mix. Automate dry slash wet in small moves, like 5 to 20%. You want accents, not a wash. Beat repeat for rewinds and stutters. Grid 1/8 or 1/16. Interval 1 or 2 bars. Chance low if you want it spicy, or just automate it on and off for intentional moments. And again, beat repeat before the glue and limiter, so any sudden repeats don't become sudden clipping. Reverb, keep it short. Decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. High pass it around 250 to 400 Hz. Dry slash wet 5 to 12%. If you want more control, put reverb on a return track instead. And remember, gain staging includes return levels. Put a utility at the top of the return, minus 6 to minus 12, so the wet signal doesn't become your new peak culprit. Step 5. Slice your print into playable Raga ammo. After you record, grab the best section on Raga print and consolidate it. Command or Control J. Then right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If it's a phrase with clear hits, choose transients. If you want more rhythmic chops, slice by 1/8 or 1/16. You'll get a drum rack full of slices. Now do quick cleanup on each slice. Add a tiny fade in, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, to kill clicks. Fade out 10 to 40 milliseconds to control tails. Then optionally tune some hits by a semitone or two for vibe. This part is bigger than it sounds. Once it's in a drum rack, Raga starts beating a sample you're scared of and becomes an instrument you can play like percussion. Step 6. Arrangement tactics so it enhances the drop. Use Raga like a hype man, not the main character. Try a pre-drop callout, last beat before the drop. Try punctuating bar 1 or bar 9 where the phrase switches. Try tiny shouts between snares, like on the end of 2 or the end of 4, so it feels woven in. A really solid structure is energy mapping. Bars 1 to 8, low density, only identity markers. Bars 9 to 16, add one offbeat stab every couple bars. Last 4 to 8 bars, your stutters and echo throws. Your drop evolves, but you didn't have to just turn the vocals up. And here's a rule you can trust. If your snare feels smaller after adding Raga, The raga is either too loud, too wide, or living in the same mid-range crack zone. Carve a little space. Often a tiny notch around 3 to 4 kHz on the raga lets the snare keep its bite. Advanced options, quick and practical. If you want loud without loud, try the pre-emphasis trick. Boost a bit around 2 to 4 kHz into saturation, then cut that same band back down after. You get perceived aggression without huge peaks. If the raga keeps stepping on the snare, do micro-ducking. Put a compressor on the raga bus keyed from the snare. Fastish attack, short release, and only half a dB to 2 dB reduction. Not pumping, just snare wins. And if your prints feel slightly late, watch out for latency. Heavy look-ahead limiters or linear phase style processing can shift timing while you perform. Keep the chain low latency during performance, then swap in heavier limiting after, or do a second print pass. Mini practice exercise, about 15 minutes.